Hey, Don, were you allowed to watch R-rated movies as a kid?
No, probably not, Yael.
And you don't smoke, right?
That's right. What are you getting at?
Just testing a theory. See, there's a study out of the University of Massachusetts Medical School claiming that kids who are allowed to watch R-rated movies are more likely to think that it's easy to get cigarettes. And other research has shown that kids who believe that scoring cigarettes is no problem are more likely to smoke.
Okay, but what does that have to do with R-rated movies? Is it because there's lots of smoking in those movies?
Could be. The researchers don't know yet. They looked at data from a nicotine dependence study. The results showed at least an association between kids who believe that cigarettes are readily available and kids whose parents let them watch R-rated movies.
Okay, but there could be so many other factors at play, like whether the parents smoke and have cigarettes lying around the house.
True, but the study did take account of that and other factors. And other researchers have found that exposure to smoking in all movies, not just R-rated movies, is directly related to kids starting to smoke. I think the bottom line is that there's a lot of stuff in R-rated movies that's not appropriate for kids. Sex, violence, drug use, and so on. Making smoking look cool and possibly giving kids the idea that cigarettes are easy to get are just two more reasons why parents should at least think twice about letting their kids watch movies made for adults.
Fair enough.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from John Macy in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.